This much was true, at least. Mrs. Housel clasped her hands over her heart.
How wonderful! I just love you two. You're like family to me.
And we love you, Mrs. H, Sully said. He looked oh so relieved. Mrs. Housel reached forward and squeezed their hands with hers. Then, with a wave, she fluttered out of the bakery as quickly as she'd arrived.
That was nice of you, darling, Sully said.
Lindsay shrugged. What's one more guest when it clearly means a lot to her? Besides, she's so tiny. How much could she possibly eat?
Yeah, it's like inviting a hummingbird to the wedding, he agreed.
Lindsay smiled, then she tipped her head back to meet his gaze. He was wearing his thick wool pea coat, a knit hat over his reddish-brown curls, and the scarf Lindsay had knit him last winter that matched his eyes perfectly. His cheeks were ruddy from the cold, making his bright blue eyes even more so. Lindsay felt her heart squeeze. He was going to be her husband in just a matter of days. The thought never ceased to make her dizzy. She knew it was silly, that some would say marriage was just a piece of paper, but it felt like more to her, much more. She was committing her life to his, a promise she didn't take lightly. And she found the thought alternately thrilling and terrifying, but definitely more thrilling.
What are you grinning at? He asked.
A smile played on his lips, bracketed by deep dimples in each cheek.
We're getting married,
she whispered, as if she was giving him brand new information.
Well, I for one can't wait, he said. Mrs. Mike Sullivan has a nice ring to it.
As does Mr. Lindsay Norris, she retorted.
It does at that.
He grinned and kissed her quickly before gently moving her up the line. Brendan Taggart was working the counter. He grinned at the sight of them.
There's the bride and groom. Not much longer now, eh?
Brendan was a big man in his mid-30s. He was the chief baker, and occasionally came out of the kitchen to lend a hand at the counter when the bakery was especially busy. He gave them each a large coffee in a thick paper to-go cup and pushed a bag of muffins at Lindsay while Sully paid. She glanced inside to find their usual, a lemon poppy seed for Sully and a cranberry walnut for her. The morning was looking up.
Your wedding cake is going to be a thing of beauty, Brendan declared.
Since you're baking it, I have no doubt, she said. Brendan was a wizard with fondant.
I am a little worried, though.
Brendan rubbed his jaw with the back of his hand. Oh? Lindsay tried to keep the panic out of her voice, but the week before a wedding, a woman did not want to hear her cake baker expressing doubts. She knew she'd failed when Sully gave her shoulder a reassuring squeeze.
Yeah, I don't think you ordered a big enough cake, Brendan said. I hear people talking in the bakery all day long, and it sounds as if a lot of folks are planning to attend your big day.
Lindsay and Sully exchanged confused looks. Was Mrs. Housel not the only one planning to crash the wedding?
But we're keeping it small, Sully said. Just family and close friends.
He frowned, clearly not understanding how it could be spiraling out of their control.
I don't know what to tell you.
Brendan shrugged.
You're the town boat captain, a native son no less, and she's the library director. Everyone knows you two, and they're very invested in your romance. Whether you invited them or not, it sounds like people are planning to attend. You're going to want a bigger cake. I'm just saying.
Brendan raised his hands as if to signal that he'd done his part in warning them. Lindsay felt her heart pound hard in her chest. Surely he was overstating it. People didn't crash weddings en masse, did they? Then she thought of Mrs. Housel and her determination to be at their wedding, declaring that they were like family to her. How many other Briar Creek and Thumb Islands residents felt that way? Oh, no. A puppy, not Heathcliff, who'd gone to work with Sully, romped past the circulation desk where Lindsay Norris stood, white with floppy ears and a stubby tail.